My family and I planted a wonderful vegetable garden this year. My son and daughter helped to plant each tender veggie, and now's the time when we can start to see some really amazing growth. But it seems like each week I find a different garden pest to combat. Last week it was slugs giving me trouble. They had begun to feast on the leafy vegetables, getting at the succulent parts of my spinach and Brussels sprouts. The soft-bodied grayish-brown slimers are quite fun for my son to sling at my daughter. And there are always quite a few, as slugs are very prolific, laying 500 or more eggs a year. They are tough to get rid of without resorting to chemicals that can be dangerous to children and pets. But now, we've found a bit of luck with a three-pronged approach. First, we filled shallow containers with beer and sunk them into the soil. The slugs are attracted to beer and fall in and drown. Then we encircled some of our most precious plants with strips of copper barrier. This gives slugs a little shock, turning them around before they can get to anything I want to eat myself. And lastly, my wife and I go slug hunting at night when the majority of these mollusks are out hunting themselves. We pull them out by hand before they can ruin our entire crop. The week before that, I had real trouble with rabbits. Peter Cottontail and all his brethren wanted my young shoots of lettuce, beans, and peas. We installed a fence, but had more luck by luring them away using a patch of alfalfa and clover. This year is the first year we've been trying to grow eggplants and potatoes. Both of those have been hit by tomato hornworm caterpillars already. Tomato hornworms are actually quite beautiful and turn into spectacular sphinx moths later in the season. But as babies, they feed voraciously on tomatoes and peppers too. Like hunting for slugs, I pull these chubby green critters, which look awfully similar to Heimlich from the Pixar film A Bug's Life, off my plants. But if I find any with little white flecks that look like grains of rice, I leave them behind. Those unfortunate caterpillars have been attacked by a parasitic wasp. In a few days, the caterpillar will stop moving and eating, and then it will burst forth with baby wasps, which can help me control the tomato hornworm population too. Last season, another caterpillar wreaked havoc on my corn crop. There was a messy brown debris and tunnels burrowed into the tips of my corn ears, classic signs of a corn earworm problem. These caterpillars feed on corn foliage, and then the silks and very top kernels. To help keep these at bay, we've switched to a variety of corn with tighter husks, encouraged native wasps, and turned over our garden soil in an attempt to kill the pupae that would have tried to overwinter there. If we experience this pest again, we're ready with plain old vegetable oil, which can thwart the caterpillar after the corn silks wilt and turn brown. Even though I expect to find a new garden pest each time I've tackled a new challenge, there's still something wonderful about the experience. But keep in mind that not all bugs are garden pests. Many, like the ladybug, are quite helpful. Stay tuned to The Nature of Things for more on that later this summer. Have you started your own garden? Are you having trouble too? For help, check out our local University of Maryland extension at extension.umd.edu. And for more about our staff's gardening experiences, visit Irvine Nature Center's blog online at explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.